We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field. Riverside Girls has a strong team this year, and they've had some strong performances. We're talking to one of the leaders on the team, Senior Veronica Schekinger, with us here on KSOM. And Veronica, good to talk to you. How are you feeling about the track season as it's going so far this year?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We lost a few last year, but we're doing good this year.
Yeah. So where do you feel like this team is strongest?
Just in having us all go back out for track and stick with it. I know some weren't quite decided at the beginning whether they were going to go out again or not, but we got girls and that's important.
Sure. Right. And for the relays, which ones do you feel like that you've been participating in seems further along right now?
I know our 4x4, we just cut some time down on that at our last meet, and just hoping to keep doing that. It's a strong relay for us.
So go through the rest of your teammates there on the 4x4 team and talk a little bit about how you guys have been dropping times and progressing this year.
At the start of the season, indoor, we ran all right. We had St. Albert and St. Ags and are there with us. And this last time we ran it, we were pushed more than we thought we'd be in Lennox, but it was good. And we had on that team, Ellie Henderson, Sophia Fenner, and Bentley Roan.
All right, great. And has it been mostly the four of you right there that have been running the 4x4?
We had Caden Schnack in it too for a while. I don't know what our final setup will be, but some people are moved around, and being able to do that is good for us too.
Okay. What other relays have you participated in? It seems like it's been mostly the sprints.
Yeah, this year it has been. I haven't had as many eights. The other relays are, I ran the sprint med once, but the D med, and I ran the 4x2 and 4x1.
Okay. Did you mostly run like middle distance last year, and now you're running mostly shorter distances?
Yeah. I still have a 400 this
right.
year, but. Yeah, I've run more 200 in hundreds than I've ran before.
So why do you think that is? And what's that adjustment been like for you going from the middle distance to more of the shorter races?
And I think I've gotten stronger and faster, and just, I guess, some of, like, your mindset changes, I guess, during the season some, and I think last year 800s really got to me, but this year I've been able to sprint and do that more.
Okay. Have you had to train your body? I mean, what have you had to what have you had to do to adjust? Is it been a pleasant adjustment for you?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I didn't know at first, you know, sprinting like scared me just cuz I wouldn't. Like, you're just going, and you don't know whether you're fast or not until it's over, pretty much.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're fastest on the team in the 100-meter dash in the open four. You've broken 14 seconds. Do you shoot for any specific times in any of your events?
I mean, I guess I just try and go fast. I don't have specific set goals, but just trying my best.
Okay. Just go out there, forget about the times, and just try your best, and whatever happens, happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good – I mean, that's a pretty good approach. You don't let stuff get into your head, I think. How can you explain your interest in track and field? How did that start for you?
Junior high with COVID, I only had one season, but – I pretty much started to like it from there and have stuck with it my whole high school career.
Okay. I mean, did you run the 800s back then. What were some of the first events that you did?
In junior high, I think I ran mostly like 200s. And then high school freshman year, I got put in a lot of more 800s. And now senior year, I've gotten to do more sprints again.
Okay, so it's come full circle for you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. What do you like best about track and field? Why do you continue to do it?
I feel like this sport for me has kind of the best atmosphere with the team and relays, and you're all there for each other, not always just yourself.
Okay. How do you feel like the relationships are with the team? Does everybody get along okay?
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty good with our track team.
Okay. What other sports do you participate in besides track?
This year I'm in soccer and wrestling are the sports I've done. I've done volleyball in the past and cross country, but track I've stuck with the whole time.
Right. Okay. So you did that all 4 years. And did you do, how much did you do wrestling?
3 years. I started my sophomore year.
Okay. What was that experience like?
Well, it was different to say the least, but I started it because our assistant track coach, Casey Conover, encouraged me to do it and be in better shape for the track season.
Okay. Very good. And so you also play soccer, so you're dual sporting this spring then?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How's it going in soccer?
I miss a bit with track, but it's going pretty good.
Okay. What position?
We're better than last year.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's good. What position do you play?
I'm kind of all over, defense in the back line, or I played forward the other day for a little bit.
Okay. But track and field is, you had to rank the two, so there's conflicts, and track is your number one, right?
Yeah, track is my priority.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So you're a senior. What do you see as your future plans after you graduate?
I'm planning to go to South Dakota State University for landscape architecture.
Oh, wow. How did you get involved in landscaping?
Well, originally I wanted to do something with homes like renovating and stuff, but then I found architecture, which I really liked, and then landscape because I love the outdoors.
Have you done like designs of landscapes for homes and things like that?
Not like specifically, but I've done a lot of work around my house with my dad.
Okay. So he's put you to work in landscaping the house.
Yeah, basically.
Basically. Yeah. He says, well, if you want to be a landscape artist or landscape architect, you know, time to do something around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's cool. It's a good way to get started. Yeah. That's an interesting profession. I've interviewed tons of high school student athletes, and no, I don't think that occupation's ever come up. So, yeah. And does South Dakota State have a specific program that's good for that? Is that why you're going there?
Yeah, their program was pretty good when I looked into it, and it's also one where I could get it done in 4 years and don't have to like start and then get into the program. You start in the program when you go there.
Oh, that's what you want to do. So you're training pretty much all 4 years, and once you're done with college, you're ready to go into the job market. So, yeah.
Yep.
That sounds like a good decision to me. So how do you see, and we're starting to get busy now in track and field. We're getting closer and closer to the state qualifying meets. What are you going to use this next time to prepare? How are you going to? What do you need to do to get ready to try and qualify for a state?
I think our whole team's just got to keep taking it day by day, work on cutting our times and have specific focuses in our next meets, just what we're trying to do and set ourselves some good goals.
And what about you? Do you have any individual goals for yourself that you would like to do, achieve?
I'd like to keep cutting down my 400 time and working towards cutting our 4x4 down with help from me.
Okay. Well, I hope that all comes together. Veronica, has been great visiting with you, and certainly best of luck to you and your team throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Veronica Schechinger, a senior for Riverside Girls Track and Field and for Riverside Girls Soccer, with us here on KSOM.